Whoa. Do you know what this is?
Bonjour, we are back for another Alt Rock Repeat. A week late though, because another bout of man flu, which I like to say I didn't have, but Adam did again.
Well, the thing is, I don't usually go out drinking that often.
It's a lie.
And I don't, actually.
Aren't you hungover today?
Yes, but...
There we go.
The Crooks gig last Friday. Was it last Friday?
No, it seems like it was last month or 2 years.
I don't know how long it was. One of the best gigs that I've been to in a very, very long time. And I wanted to continue the night.
Yeah.
And the dirty, dirty public gave me a cold.
Well,
that's my excuse anyway.
Yeah, but also, as we talked about in a few podcasts ago, man flu is terrible. It's one of the worst things out there. So,
man,
you know,
it was awful. It was over Cheltenham Festival as well. It was not cool.
Well, the thing is, you're all right now, and so much so we actually had to. it's Sunday today. I know that we shouldn't really mention the day that we record, but we are in the studio today because Adam is going on holiday for a week as well.
I mean, I'm going
just
back
what
home.
Is going on? What is going on?
Going back home to see my mummy.
And it's lovely.
And my friends.
Oh, that is lovely. But no, yeah, so I'm glad that you're feeling better anyway, but we couldn't leave our lovely public without a podcast for at least, 2-3 weeks?
So we're here. I don't know. But the be-all and end-all of it is, if you haven't seen the band Crooks yet, I highly suggest you go see them because they are really, really good live.
One
of the best gigs I've been to in a long time.
Actually, as soon as you...
And Blood Youth as well. They were really good.
Yeah, because you messaged me, didn't you, going, oh, dude... And like you were saying, like it's the best gig you've been to in a while. And also, aren't you like new best mates with the drummer?
No, well, because they're quite a small band. Just met up with them had a chat with them out back while Blood Youth were playing. And yeah, they're really nice guys. We're chatting to the
drummer.
That's
awesome.
The cool thing was, which not many people seem to get to do, is I got to talk to the band members, some of them, about some of my favourite parts, what they play.
Oh, yeah.
And like I was asking the drummer how the fuck he come up with the drum beat at the end of A Few Peaceful Days. Because I'm a drummer as well, and it just blew my mind how you could just think of that.
That's pretty.
And
he
said
awesome.
It was a lot of hours in the practice room.
That is awesome, though, because I think you mentioned it before that you don't really get that opportunity very often.
No,
I haven't. I mean, I've spoken to bands just generically about their music, but not like actual songs in like such detail. That's fantastic, and I'm really happy that he was a cool dude. I'm not no doubt he wouldn't be.
Yeah,
that sound.
Yeah, really nice guys.
Lovely
anyway.
Stuff. Latest news. Come on, what have you got for me?
I don't really have anything, to be honest, because I've been at Cheltenham Festival all week.
Didn't you have, you mentioned something about a festival in Cheltenham?
Oh, 2,000 Trees. Yeah, Cheltenham, again. 2,000 Trees lineup. I don't suppose you've seen it.
I have, yeah.
You have?
Not that bothered by it.
Oh, it looks really good.
I mean, you know...
I'm actually thinking of going, I'm going to go to it instead of Download now.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's my choice of festival now, I think.
Oh, I mean, yeah, fair enough. I mean, it is a bit more sort of like your...
Or both.
And
Slam Dunk.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I would say, knowing what you like, I'd say that's probably a bit more sort of like towards your genre field.
Yeah, man. Refused and Neck Deep. And Crooks.
Yeah, I saw they were on. Yeah. Well, that's pretty sweet. When is that?
It is... July.
Oh, nice. So, but dude, if you go to Download, you're going to be like Download June and then... How old is it? So it's Slam Dunk May, June, July. That's
great summer.
That's pretty... That's all right, man.
Yeah, man.
And then Leeds and Reading, obviously, because you love Leeds and Reading.
No.
Excellent. That's really cool. I'm really happy about this bit of news. We said on one of our earlier podcasts that we thought that a certain band that I adore are going to be doing a new album, and they are, and it's been confirmed.
Which band is that?
Pierce the Veil.
We were talking about them earlier.
They are... New album, Misadventures, is out on the 13th of May. I cannot wait for this.
Sweet.
It's going to be sweet.
I wonder what
dude.
It's going to be like.
I think it's going to be vintage Pierce, but a little bit different as well. Like I kind of get the impression from Vic and what he's
heavier
been saying.
Or softer? What do you think?
I would hope heavier, but I would maybe think it's going to be softer. I don't know. It's all... They've got a new single coming out in end of March. Or
cool.
End of April, I think. I can't remember. But anyway, I think I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be... And that would obviously mean that I would think and anticipate that they will be doing tours over the US and Europe after that. So probably about autumn, winter.
Should look forward to that then.
Bloody hell, yeah. That's
anything
gonna be
else?
Amazing. News-wise, Adele's going to be playing Glastonbury.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Well, you know, she's British. Glastonbury's British. It's, you know, world known. And considering Kanye West was there 1 year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I actually... A podcast before, and I was ranting about Morrissey and Kanye. I'm quite happy to do that every week. To be honest, he's an absolute douchebag, and hopefully he'll hear this. But yeah, so she's playing Glastonbury, which is pretty interesting. They don't normally announce. I don't think like headliners this early on. But anyway,
I've never followed Glastonbury. Ever.
Well, they always have like some kind of like, it's usually a worldwide star. It's not genre, is it? It's very much like, I mean, like when Jay-Z played and they had Dolly Parton and then you had like Metallica 1 year and now you've got Adele. I mean, it's like, it's really out there. Do you know what I mean? Which I think is fantastic. I really like that. But anyway, this week's podcast is going to be on another topic of discussion, which we've decided is going to be Adam.
One Hit Wonder.
Woo!
Well, kind of the bands, not necessarily that, did only ring out one song, but they kind of, some of them may have a diehard fan base.
Yeah, but
you
they
think of the band and you think of that one song.
That one song, yeah, yeah. And then we all know loads of bands like that.
I'm going to kick straight in with the New Radicals.
Don't give up, you got the music.
That's the song.
In you.
That is, yeah. What else did they do?
Nothing.
I mean, probably, it's going to sound like we're being really horrible to the bands, but... That I think, actually, I know that they couldn't write a better song, so that's why they stopped.
Well, I mean, luckily they were in the era where people gave a shit and bought music, so they probably made a bit of money off that. But yeah, they obviously were.
But the
shit.
Song and the music video were absolutely incredible. And anytime anyone says New Radicals, that's the only song.
Only song they can think of.
Yeah.
Totally shit.
I'd go see them live if they played it like seven times in a row.
It's an awesome song, but they obviously were totally shit. Because they didn't write any of the songs that were worth noteworthy.
It was such a good song that they just couldn't. They couldn't. Maybe they were just a bit defeatist about it, but
perhaps. But I don't know. I mean, it's one of those where it is. I like it, but it's not. It's certainly not like one of the mind blowing tracks of 20th century for me. It's a good song.
It's,
you know what I mean?
Really strong song.
Okay. So that's one. There's a band called Edema, right?
Yeah.
Who basically they had a song called Giving In, and they supported Linkin Park on their Linkin Park's first, I think, English tour, European tour. So obviously you'd think that
it's going back quite a number of years
2000,
then.
2000,
yeah. How old were you then, 35?
I was 17.
34?
18, I think. Long time ago, man. So it was basically when Hybrid Theory and Linkin Park were just like, they hadn't been out
when,
that long.
When they were good.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that debate, but the thing
Linkin
about...
Linkin Park are a one album wonder to me.
I'm just not going to go there. Look, the thing is, Edema were supporting them and they were brilliant and I bought the album and I really, really liked it. So much so that I thought they were going to do fantastic things and they didn't, unfortunately. And the weird thing was that the lead singer was Jonathan Davis from Korn's half-brother.
Okay.
So bit of a sort of connection there in the music sort of scene. So you'd think that maybe they would have helped each other out. But
so what's the
sounding.
Song?
Giving In.
Giving In.
Yeah. Good song. I really like it. Really, really like it. Really sort of, it's very that time of life. You know what I mean? Like, it was that kind of scene. It wasn't new metal per se.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, go on.
They're not a one-hit wonder, but whenever I think of this band, that is the only song I think of ever.
Who?
Silverstein. Silverstein?
Silverstein. They're still going.
Giving Up.
They're still going in. They're still going, dude.
I know, but Giving Up, that's the only song by them ever.
Nice.
For me.
Dude, I've got a brilliant one. I've been talking about this to various different people before the podcast, and I think I mentioned it to you straight away. But one of my all-time most enjoyable songs that I have to say...
Drum roll, please.
I don't even drum roll, whatever. is Crazy Town, Butterfly.
I was thinking about that, actually,
love
as
that
well.
Song, dude.
What else did they do?
No, but they did
Nothing.
A song called Revolving Doors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was basically... It was okay. It wasn't cool. It was shit. But that song was, everybody knows that song.
Sugar, baby.
Fantastic. Love that song.
If only you guys could have seen that dance.
But didn't we talk about them before saying that they went mental? The album was called Gift of the Game and they got given everything for nothing.
Sounds like an album by The Game.
Well, you know, I don't even want to get into what he's about because I think he's... Yeah, anyway, I'm going to leave that alone. But yeah, they were like just lads, I suppose. You know what I mean? In inverted commas, like just loved their drugs and rock and roll.
Oh,
which
we
is
have
fair
spoken
enough.
About them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that song was the reason why they got to where they were, which I still love that song. Shift of Shell Shock.
They couldn't hack it.
Yeah, but Shift of Shell Shock.
Good enough.
The lead singer, I thought he was really cool and epic. That was the other guy's rapping on it. That was pretty sweet. I still like that song. I don't care. I think it's a brilliant song. I'll listen to that song now.
Wow. Okay.
Do you not think? Would you not, if you heard that song, would you dance to it?
I don't dance, so
okay. I've kind
that
of
questions,
but
moot.
Would you enjoy it?
I wouldn't choose to put it on though.
But if no, what I'm saying
would
is,
would I enjoy it? I can't picture listening to it right now. No.
Oh, dude. I would love it if you would all get in contact with us once again via our Twitter and Facebook pages.
/ Oprock Repeat on both.
Yep, yep, yep. And tell us if you love Shift of Shell Shock, Epic and Crazy Town, because I love that. Love that song, man.
I'm right.
No, you're wrong. But it's fine. that was a brilliant song, and I think that once again, very much that era. Do you know what I mean? Like. It, for me, it's very nostalgic and it brings you back.
What about, what, like P.O.D.?
Oh, dear. Yeah, yeah. That's another... Well, they did have a massive song, didn't they?
Yeah, Heaven is a Halfpipe.
No, that was OPM.
OPM! Oh, acronyms confused. OPM.
Yeah, God, I love that song. I love that song. They did another song as well.
Did they?
Yeah, it was called... I don't know what it would be, but I don't give a fuck, not a single fuck, not a single solitary. That's basically what the song was. It was just obscene language.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, it was a song after that Halfpipe one. Everybody knew that song as well.
I didn't know it.
Oh, well, did you?
Just Heaven is a Halfpipe.
Yeah.
That's their only song.
Brilliant song. Once again, love that song.
Do you
song.
Reckon they should do like a one-hit wonder tour or just like a singular song tour? Like where you have like, not a tour, like a festival. You have like 15 bands.
It might be insulting to the artist, though, do you know what I mean? It's like, sorry, lads, you did one
good
song. You're
probably right.
We're going to pay you for the track, which will probably be about $4.99. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, no, that was...
Oh, we'll give you petrol as well.
That was a fantastic... Yeah, that was a brilliant song as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You don't dance, but if you heard that, would you be more inclined to dance to that? Then
not dance, I just would definitely listen to it.
Okay.
It's got special meaning as well, so that's a really
What
good
about...
Song.
Do you remember a band called Spineshank?
Yeah. I think so.
Do you remember them? I used to love them as well, dude. They're from California.
Is this just turning into another nostalgic episode?
Well, no, it's because I can only really remember songs that were...
Oh, I've got one.
Before you tell me, that were like from that time, which was what we're talking about. But the song was New Disease. Brilliant song.
Don't remember it.
Oh, it's a fantastic song. They one of my best mates in.
I think it was because of the whole new metal scene starting that all the bands wanted to jump on the bandwagon and then they just weren't good enough. So but they brought out an album, everyone loved a song, and then you didn't hear from them again. Yeah, like the Executioners and bands like that.
Yeah, well, the album was really good though. Their album was really, really good, and I think they had a big following in. They had like more fans in the US than they did over here.
I heard they had a massive following in Luxembourg.
Who?
Spineshank.
Really?
Yeah.
That's if that's true, that's fantastic.
It's not true.
Oh, okay. But no, they were they
it was Finland.
That was a brilliant song, absolutely epic song. Again, the lead singer was then he was still making music, but not as a frontman. If you know what I mean, afterwards,
right?
So he was in the studio.
Okay,
which is obviously he kind of knew that was it for Spineshank.
Oh, that's sad.
But it's a brilliant song. I mean, you don't really like, you know, you're more pop punk, but do check out that song. It's really, really cool. I really like it. But yeah, Executioners.
Executioners.
Yeah, but they weren't really a band. They
Static
were just DJs.
X, Travis Barker and...
No, it was Linkin Park. Travis wasn't in it. It was Rob Borden.
Oh, and Static X.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What one was Travis Barker in then? He was in a band that was similar.
He was in a P. Diddy video. He was in a
He's
P. Diddy
done
video.
Many things, to be honest.
Travis, yeah.
I've got another song, though.
But hold on, Executioners weren't a band. They were just DJs.
But
they had one good song. They had Mike Shinoda and Phoenix and Rob from Linkin Park and Wayne from Static X, and then they had them on the decks, the DJ decks, and that was it.
Well, it's a band. a group of people making music together.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Stace's mom. Not a clue. Who
oh, Fountains
by.
Of Wayne, yeah.
Fountains of Wayne, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Rachel, what's her face? That she was a model. She was going out with Robbie Williams at the time, I think. Who's a lunatic as well. And that I think it was at that time, and she was in the video See the video.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant video, man.
But that's the only thing.
Only song they ever did. What is it? Is there a trend here? Do you know what I mean? Are there any of these people English? I can't even think. Have we mentioned an English band yet? And this has nothing to do with like the US or versus the UK, but are all of these American?
I don't know.
Hoobastank.
They're
American.
Okay, Hoobastank had a song as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Crawling.
Yeah. In the dark.
Crawling in the dark. Yeah.
Guess bit.
I fucking love that song, man.
Yeah, but you know the lead singer of that band. Do you know who he was?
Enrique Iglesias.
No, he was I think he was a stepbrother or half brother of Brandon Boyd from Incubus.
Oh,
yeah, pretty sweet.
Yeah.
If you kind of look, I
used to love their fucking Infinity logo in that music video for Crawling in the Dark.
Do you remember 100 Reasons as well?
Yeah, really quite well. Silver.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Another fantastic. Remember Phoenix TX?
Yeah.
Brilliant. They're still going, dude.
And if there's nothing left.
Even
though I don't know the name of the song, I know that. Threesome.
Threesome. Yeah. They're still going, dude. They're still going. Okay. Yeah. They're in America at the moment touring.
100 Reasons. The singer had to quit because his wife made him.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
Because the guy that used to record my band back in the day was in a band with him and Jason Bold and a few other people. It might have been Jason Bold. I can't remember. And they... Oh.
Bloody phone.
Look at that.
Do you know what I mean?
Look at that.
Every time?
He started another band with a guy that used to record with and he had to quit that because of his wife.
But why though? What do you mean?
She didn't want him being in a band at his age.
At his age?
Yeah.
That's,
can you imagine
that's
that?
Ludicrous.
My phone's off now, by the way.
Thanks, man. That's what? What would you do if you were... Well, you're not nowhere near married.
Yeah, but
neither
the thing
of us
is,
are. But what I'm saying is, what would you do if your missus said to you, no.
It depends how much of a life you got with her and how much you want to stay with her. I know it sucks ass, but, to be honest, you just presume that she respects you.
Well...
I don't want to have a debate on this, though.
No, but I mean, it's a shame because, surely you'd say, well, hold on. Do you know what I mean? Hold on. Like... This is my career. But anyway, that's a shame. But I used to... That was a great... they had another song.
I'm going to go home and listen to that song.
I'm not going to...
100 Reasons Silver.
Not that song. It's another song they did. Brilliant song. I can't remember what it's called. I'm not going to do a rendition of it because it's just going to, sound rubbish. But I mean, they were a really cool band as well. But Fountains of Wayne, one song, that was it. One song.
I'm sure they had an album.
All these people had albums, but no one gave a shit.
No.
You know what I mean? That's the thing, though, because, you'd think that when you have a successful single, that would almost motivate you to write a good album, but apparently not, because they obviously aren't around anymore. Do you know what I mean? And you didn't answer my question. Are they all American? Are all these people from the US?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so.
That maybe just shows the power of record labels and the level they can get to, because maybe at that time the UK were a bit reluctant just to put out
haven't remembered any English bands yet that had one song.
If you know any, tweet us or message us, whatever.
I might make a playlist of it.
Huh?
I might make a playlist of one Wonder
Tracks. Dude, yeah, I'd listen to that.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be amazing, man. But yeah, I mean...
In fact, that's probably what most playlists are made up of.
What?
One song.
Until Panic came along with a brilliant new album, I would have said they only had one good song.
No way.
That's my opinion.
The whole album is brilliant.
That's my opinion.
Apart from Introduction.
That's just my opinion. That's all I'm going to say.
Not Introduction, Intermission. That one.
Dude, that's what I'm saying,
man. Whole album is cracking.
No.
Well, I'm right.
I don't know about that. I would say that their new album is their level best, without a shadow of a doubt.
Hold on.
Back
there by quarter
to,
5 minutes
records.
Okay,
that's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not using
me, sorry.
No.
Thank you.
What's he doing?
Douchebag. sorry about that.
We're being evicted.
Bloody.
We're being evicted early and we don't know why. So this is going to be a shorter podcast.
Oh,
but to answer
we
your
can't stay in the studio.
To answer your question, no, I can't think of any British bands that... I've only had one track. I'm sure there's loads. I just can't right now, to be honest.
Do you remember The Music?
The Music?
The band called The Music from the North?
No.
Welcome to the North.
That's
a really terrible, terrible southern I didn't even know what that was. But they were a brilliant band.
From the North.
Nine Black Alps, remember them? They were fantastic.
No.
These are all like bands from that era as well, where it was kind of like indie sort of thing.
Nope.
They were I really, really liked them. Really, really fantastic. They're not pop punk, they're not metal, they're kind of
100
like,
Reasons were English.
They were English.
I did not think of that. Yeah, there you go.
Bloomin' heck, we did. Remember A?
Oh, fuck them.
Do you remember A though?
Hated them.
Really?
Singing it like such a prick.
They were twins.
Yeah, the blonde hair?
The blonde hair dude, yeah.
Fuck that.
And Nothing. Remember that song called Nothing?
I probably do.
Give me some love. Give me some skin. You got nothing.
Sounds like a fucking serial killer.
No.
Give me some love. Give me some skin.
Well, the lyrics do, yeah.
I want to sleep with you and then cut off your skin.
But yeah, message Alan for that if you want that. It sounds like a lovely invitation. So I would, they are English. That's fantastic. Yeah. I think A were American though. I can't remember.
Yes, they are.
They were American. Yes. Yeah? So I think there's a good bunch of bands there that really only had one decent song, maybe a couple.
Oh, there's going to be so more, but...
Of course there is.
Mr. Studio Guy is making it so that we can't talk anymore, so fuck that guy.
Yeah, so I must apologise for the...
We miss a week and then we only do...
No, I'm not even apologising. Adam should apologise. Adam, apologise to the listeners.
No, the public should apologise for giving me a cold.
No. If you're going to go around licking walls and...
No, touching handles. I usually hold like a hoodie over my hand when I open a door.
So what were you doing that? What were you doing then?
I was just drunk, wasn't I?
But what does that mean? Does that mean you...
I never ever go out clubbing or anything like that.
But you're hungover today.
Yeah, but I might get another cold, you never know.
Well, look, the point being is, it's fine. I'm glad that you are. Someone's got a party, do you know what I mean? I don't want to tell you about what I've been up to, because it sounds bloody boring.
Sleeping on the sofa.
Maybe. Yesterday was brilliant though. Anyway, I'm going to get into that because like it was just like loads and loads and loads of sport.
Right, but we have an unsigned band hopefully this week that we're conflicted on. I really, really like them, but you don't do you?
Well, I don't dislike them. I just don't like
just
them.
Just not your kind of music.
Yeah, it's
the reason I want to play this band is because on Tuesday, I am fucking so gutted, but I'm going to be missing Crossfaith on Tuesday.
Oh shit, I forgot to ask about that. Why?
So I'm going home and I've booked my train ticket and I've got plans all week and I forgot the date of the gig. Completely forgot.
Dude.
I'm going to be the other side of the country. The reason why we're playing this band, ish, they're supporting Crossfaith. They're called the 100.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm just telling everybody.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I totally forgot, yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely for fans of bands like Hacktivist and Shikari, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Which, you like and Shikari, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying anything negative per se about the guys. I think, you know, fair play to them and I wish them all the success in the world, but not my thing. I just think it's just a little bit too crowded, you know, all the things that are going on there. Like Crossfaith, you love them, not really into them as much. Yeah, I just think...
Both these bands are brilliant. This gig is going to be incredible and I'm so gutted that I'm missing it.
I think it will be a fun gig, but I just think
it's the fact that it's at the Key Club and it's like...
No, that's excellent.
A quarter of the size of an academy.
Yeah, that's amazing, but I just think that the music itself is...
It's going to be mental. People are going to break bones, I think.
Really?
Honestly, Crossfaith are so intense live. I don't think it's going to work. And the stage is quite small, and there's like 6 or 7 of them. I really, really wanted to go.
Well, what are you doing with your ticket?
Do you want it?
No, thanks.
Oh.
No, well, if anybody... I don't think I'm here on Tuesday, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's literally on Tuesday, and I'm not going to be able to shift it now.
Well, unless someone... Oh, no, because this goes on Wednesday.
Yes, it does.
Well, if you... Yeah, it's a shame.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But then the band are all right. They're not really my thing, but that's you know, that's what music's about. But anyway, tell me a bit more about them.
Well, this song we're going to play is called Downfall, and it's off their EP called Subculture, which I think came out in 2014. I don't quite know what they're doing, but they're fucking supporting Crossfade, so who gives a fuck? That's incredible.
Very, very, very cool.
And I've been chatting with them on Facebook, and they seem like really nice guys.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, all the bands that we've been like speaking to have been lovely. And seriously,
this band are awesome.
Seriously, like, you know, if you know any bands, or you are a band, or a musician, whatever, just get in contact with us because we love that. You know what I mean? We're nice guys. You're nice people.
Tweet us at @altrockrepeat or on Facebook @altrockrepeat.
Yeah.
Or if you're that way inclined, altrockrepeat@gmail.com.
Yes. So anyway, sorry for the actually, do you know what, maybe you prefer a little shorter podcast, but I hope you are all fine and lovely. Adam is going to be on holiday for this week. I hope he has a lovely time. Adam,
I'm gonna have a lovely time. Yeah.
good and we'll be back in a week's time, so technically we've only missed a week. Anyway, Here is the band we're going to play out with, The 100, with Downfall.
It's The 100.
The 100, sorry. Downfall.
Demands for the rest of us. We're supplying less.